This image adheres to traditional pictorial perspective, so everything is portrayed as if seen from a single viewpoint. The space appears to recede from us, as it would if it were three-dimensional, and a correct sense of proportion is maintained between all the various elements. This physical coherence makes us feel as if we could walk into and around the space in the picture. All of the architectural features are given strong black outlines, and the rigorous perspective is further emphasized by the dado rail that snakes around the walls. The rail serves to articulate the intersection of the various walls and the different stages of depth within the picture. The strong vertical and horizontal lines created by the walls, staircase, dado rail, and still life picture frame lend a stable grid-like structure to the composition onto which more complex patterns can be laid. Although there is no source of light depicted in the painting, Caulfield has painted two strong directional shafts of light in the right-hand corridor. They are painted without any modulation, so their colour is absolutely flat and unbroken. However, the wide strip that cuts diagonally across the dark red wall, spilling out into the landing area, can be read as an indication of a light source further down the corridor. It also serves to illuminate a curious oval moulding below the dado rail and the still life painting. Caulfield describes the three ridges of the dado rail extremely simply by reducing them to three strong black horizontal lines. But he switches his pictorial language dramatically to describe the oval moulding, using delicate highlights and shadows to give a highly realistic impression of it being raised above the picture surface. Where the light catches the tops of the ridges of the moulding, the red of the wall is at its lightest, and so conversely it darkens considerably to describe the shadowy recesses. The path of the light as it travels down the corridor is slightly distorted as it goes up, across, and over these ridges, demonstrating the shallowness of the moulding. The second light source is more powerful. It comes from the right of a framed still-life painting above the dado rail, directing itself at the image like a vivid yellow searchlight and eliminating the wallpaper pattern in its path. It fixes itself to the top right and bottom left corners of the picture's frame, but its source, seemingly coming from a height further down the corridor, is unseen. Corresponding directly to this bright light is an inky black shadow cast by the frame of the painting. This shadow points downwards and to the left of the still life, stopping where the wall turns away towards the staircase. In reality, the shadow is exaggerated and could only be explained in naturalistic terms if the frame of the still life were very deep and standing proud of the wall. However, in relation to the shape and intensity of the beam of light opposite, and the logic of the image as a whole, it makes emotional and structural sense. Together, the two shafts of light from the corridor suggest that the softer red near the bottom of the wall is daylight coming through an unseen window, while the harsher yellow beam of light is electric and possibly a spotlight pointed at the still life. The brightness of the right-hand corridor is in strong contrast to the relative darkness of the two-thirds of the canvas on either side. As the intensity of the light reaching these areas diminishes, so the colours darken. The thin vertical edge that forms the end of the right-hand corridor wall nearest us catches some residual light from the corridor. However, being weaker, this light has transformed the strong lemon of the wallpaper into a flat, pale sherbet colour, while the strong red below the dado rail has become a chestnut brown. In the area immediately to the viewer's right, the light is weaker still. The wall is neither yellow nor red, but an orange-brown. 90 degrees to the left is the darkest area of all. It is painted a deep chocolate colour as the wall is turned away from the light and in total shadow. On the other side of the illuminated corridor is the area at the base of the staircase. This too is in relative shadow. Caulfield has depicted the faint shadows thrown by the turned wood of the newel post and banister against the wall behind them, and has picked out a few highlights on their curved edges. The shadows here are made softer by contrasting less in colour to the surfaces on which they fall. They are, however, very precisely drawn, when in reality the reduced light might make them rather fuzzy. The back wall behind the staircase is a darker but slightly softer red than that used in the corridor, while the shadows cast upon it are a warm brown colour, complementing the darker chocolate brown of the wooden staircase itself. Above the staircase, two cross beams are set into the plasterwork of the wall, and a dark rectangle hovers directly behind the top of the newel post. Since it hangs at approximately the same height as the framed still life in the corridor, the suggestion is that this is another picture. Amongst this radically simplified architecture, two areas stand out for their detail. These are the wallpaper and the still life painting hanging over it. The design of the wallpaper is very bold and heavy, with a large repeating diamond pattern of stylized red flowers hanging between arabesques of red foliage on a lemon-yellow background. It's reminiscent of traditional Victorian flock prints, and the type of wallpaper often favoured by old-fashioned hotels.
Select the next audio clip to continue.